Welcome back, part three, The Invisible Lady. So where we left off at, she in the car and she on the phone with her baby father who's in jail. So the baby father got to talking about being natural and not wearing lipstick. So she's confused. Like, what you mean lipstick? So he says to her, you ain't no dumb girl. I'll be home soon. She said, hold on, wait. Click, he hangs up the phone. So immediately, she calls her good girlfriend. Boom, 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 boom. Hello? The good girlfriend said, hey, bitch. She like, nah, fuck that. Let me tell you something. I was just talking to my baby father, and he was just telling me about a situation that he don't know nothing about because I ain't tell him about it. She was like, what situation? What you talking about? She said, the visible woman, the red lipstick, and all that other good shit. She said, well, you know them niggas in jail, they always find out shit before we do. Yeah, bitch, this is true. So she says to her girlfriend, well, how you think he found out? So the good girlfriend said, bitch, I don't know why you ain't asked him. She said, I did. He hung up talking about he'll be home soon. And he go to girl. Girl, when the fuck he get out? She said, girl, that's not important. Click. She's going through the motion. So now her ride take a little bit longer to get home because she's in her car. She's driving around. She done turned the radio down and she done rolled up all the windows because she's in her thoughts. Thinking to herself, talking to herself, asking herself questions. Who is the invisible woman? Where did she come from? How do my son see her and we don't see her? Where she live? What time of the day do she come to the house? Is it really an invisible woman? Is he the invisible woman? What's going on? So she's asking herself all these questions, but she ain't coming up with no answer. So she said, let me take my ass home. And she head home. So she gets to her house with a lot on her mind. She walk in her living room, shut the door behind her, seeing her boyfriend sitting on the couch. She says, hey, what you do today? Hump any ghosts? He said, there you go with that weird shit. She rolled her eyes and walked upstairs and said, fuck. As she goes up the stairs, walk down the hallway, she see her son door opening. So she peeks in like the mother normally do, and she say, hey, baby, how was your day? He say, mommy, it was good. She asked her son, did you see her? He said, see who? She said, the invisible lady. He said, no, mommy, not today. She says to her son, oh, okay, that's good to know. She walked out the room, shut the door behind her, went down the hallway, head to her room as she mumbled to herself, I hope my motherfucking son ain't losing his mind. Got to her room, sat on the bed, and continued to think, who is this invisible lady? Bitch is on her mind. As she's sitting on the edge of her bed thinking, a reminder goes off in her phone. Boop, boop, boop. She pick it up and look at it. Her phone reminded her that her son have a doctor's appointment tomorrow. She ain't gonna be able to take him because she got an early morning meeting at her job. And she said to herself, I'm damn sure I ain't gonna ask him because I got a lot on my mind and he ain't bringing no ghosts in my car. So she decided to call her mother and ask her mother, can she do it? The mother said, no, baby, I'm not gonna be able to do it because you know it's Wednesday tomorrow and I gotta go to dialysis. So her daughter said, fuck, I'll just do it. I'll just be late for the meeting. So the mother said, okay, baby, you be safe and you make sure you wear your mask when you go up there to the hospital because you know we don't play about not wearing our mask, okay, because the 19 is real. The daughter said, the 19? What is the 19? The COVID, girl, the COVID. Put her mask on. So she said, let me go downstairs and look in the hallway closet. So she go downstairs and look in the hallway closet. She opened the hallway closet door and her jacket was right there. As she proceeded to reach for her jacket, she looked down on the floor and she noticed it's a sweater that looks real familiar, but it don't belong to her. She picked the sweater up, held the sweater up like it was Simba, kept staring at the sweater saying, where did I see this sweater from? It looks so familiar. So then she snapped out of it. She called her boyfriend, hey! So apparently he didn't hear her. So she raised her voice just a little bit louder. Hey! So he comes running out the bedroom from the bed that she left him in, saying, what, what's going on? She says, you tell me. Whose is this? He looked her dead in her motherfucking face and said, where you keep finding this shit from? I don't know. It's yours. She says, first the lipstick, now the sweater. You know what? I'm about to go to Best Buy and get some cameras up in here. You and the ghost getting the fuck up out of here. He couldn't hold his composure. He bust out laughing, talking about some, what ghost? What are you talking about? Her face starts shaking, her eyes rolled in the back of her head. She said, the invisible lady. He jumped back a little bit and said, oh, nah, you going crazy. She looked at him and said, you ain't seen crazy yet, and you want me to think I'm going crazy, but I ain't going crazy. I'ma find out. And she grabbed her son with her left hand and had the sweater in the right hand, rolled her eyes and told him, fuck you. Come on, baby. And they went to the doctor's. As she was leaving out the front door, she was approached by her neighbor, an elderly woman. The elder walked up to her and approached her and said, good morning. She said, hey, with a smile because she didn't want the elder to know that she just got into it with her boyfriend because she don't want these people in her business. So the elder go on to say, hey, not to bother you or cause any trouble, but you know the trash people come today. And last week you had your car back there blocking the trash truck so they couldn't get around. So the men had to walk the whole alley and get the trash and take everybody's trash all the way back to the trash truck because they couldn't get past your car that was in front of your yard. Now she don't know what this woman is talking about, but she gonna pretend like she do because she don't want this woman in her business. So she says to the woman, oh, I'm gonna make sure it ain't there no more. Thank you. The elder smiled and said, y'all have a great day. Oh, now she in that car thinking, oh, so the invisible lady got a car we can see. Oh, she in that car driving just to thinking with all the clues in her head. Lipstick, mask, car in the alley, sweater, and pork chop smothered with gravy, rice, string beans, and a biscuit. My girl is now on the first 48. So she get to the doctor's, check them in, sitting in the waiting room, keep saying to herself, where did I see this sweater from? So the doctor appointment is over. It was about 30 minutes, not that long. He had his physical. The doctor came out there, gave her the paperwork. She takes the paperwork, head to the school so she can give it to the school. She get to the school, walk in the class, get to the classroom, apologize to the teacher for him being late, but he had a doctor's appointment. The teacher said, we understand. The teacher says to her, he's just in time. We about to do our reading presentation. So she says to the teacher, oh, okay. How's he been doing with reading? The teacher said, oh, he's been doing really well. Matter of fact, the whole class has been doing really well because I came up with this special technique because they were afraid to read in front of each other. They get a little nervous. So the mother said, oh, that's great. What's the technique? So the teacher leaned into the mother ear and said, I just make them feel like they invisible. The mother jumped back and said, what? How you do that? She says, nothing harmless. I just put a little cloth around their head. I put a sheet around them, wrap them like this. And I make them hold the book and pull the book up just a little bit above their nose. And they read. And I tell them, we can't see y'all, but we can hear y'all. Oh, and it works so good. So she's sitting there with the face of confusion like, what the fuck? Then she snapped out of it and said, okay, that's really creative. Y'all have a good day. And walked away. So she goes out to the school parking lot and now she's sitting in her car. And she's just thinking, this shit is getting weird. So as she's sitting in the car, she get a text from her good girlfriend that reads, girl, do you like this dress? And she sent her a picture. So she replied back, yeah, it's cute. So the good girlfriend replied, do it look better than the other one I sent you? So the girl replied, which one you sent me? She says, you remember the dress that I sent you. Look through your phone. You probably saved it in your photo album. So she began to look through her camera phone, just strolling and strolling and strolling, saying to herself, girl, I don't see no motherfucking dress. Just strolling. Then she get to this particular picture and her heart drop. It was a picture of her, her son, and her mother. And her mother have on that sweater that she found in the closet of her house. Oh, now her blood is boiling. She said to herself, oh, bitch, I know I ain't in no Tyler Perry movie. What's going on? She cranked up her car, she backed up, and she got up out of that parking space, and she started heading home. On her way home, she calls her mom. She put it on speakerphone. She tried to make the calmest voice as possible because she don't want her mom to think that something is wrong. She said, mom, where you at? The mother said, oh, baby, I just left dialysis. She said, can you meet me at my house? She said, sure, baby. How long is it going to take you to get there? She said, 3 minutes. She said, okay, it will take me 2. Meet you there. She hung up the phone and head home. She pulled up on her block. She popped her car. She jumped out the car. Didn't even lock the door. She ran through the yard, ran up the stairs, yanked the screen door open. If it was locked, it got broke that day. She took her keys out. She opened the front door. She pushed it open. He turned around real quick because he was sitting on the couch and he heard her come through the door. She looked him in his face and said, my mother? He says, what are you talking about? She says, I'm gonna tell you in part 4.